This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Beginning in 1978, in the wake of Title IX, the notion of young women competing in college basketball at a high level was barely a blip on anybody's radar. Well, that was when Robin Selvig at the University of Montana took the women's basketball team and made it his life's mission. For 38 years, until 2016, he coached the Lady Grizz team to an amazing number of wins. Well, now, a new documentary called The House That Rob Built tells the story of Rob's career and the basketball careers that he empowered for the women on the team for decades. Joining us live on the phone from Missoula are Rob Selvig himself and the documentary's producer and co-director, Megan Harrington. Thank you both for joining us today.
Glad to do it.
Thanks, Shimon.
So, Rob, I want to start with you. Take us back to 1978. Can you tell us the story of starting to coach that team?
Well, I had taken a job in high school. Actually thought I was taking a men's job. It turned out that the coach did not retire, and the superintendent asked me if I'd take the women at Plentywood High School, and I said, yeah, I'll do that. So I ended up coaching 3 years of women's basketball in high school, and then the job came open at the University of Montana. Colleges were just starting to have a program. I took the job. It was my alma mater, and the rest is kind of history. I was coached a ton of great young athletes and student athletes and remarkable women, and got to be a part of the growth of opportunities and the growth of women's sports for 38 years.
And Megan, you were a Lady Grizz and Rob coached you. So what was that experience like for you?
It was something that I, as a little girl and many little girls in Missoula and around Montana, was a dream to accomplish would be to play for Rob in the University of Montana. And so playing for him, you know, just as sports does in so many ways, teaches you so much about a life in general and discipline and persistence and teamwork and striving towards something outside of yourself and beyond yourself and belonging to something that's bigger than you. So those things that he really shepherded, he was the leader of, provided so much in my work now, just outside of basketball. And I think that's how sports translates to just the everyday person is we're all part of something and how to be part of that in a productive, collaborative way.
And why was this story so important for you to tell, Megan?
Well, as an independent producer, you could probably appreciate this. You're always looking for, at that time I was an independent producer, you're looking for your next project and trying to get that off the ground. And it's not always easy. It's generally actually not easy. And so it being close to my heart and knowing kind of what it provided me in my life and knowing there are other little girls growing up with that same dream of this story. Now, at the time, I knew it was special because I played at the university and the fans and the atmosphere. Rob and Annette and Shannon and Trish were my coaches. I knew all the things but as I started to kind of go deeper into the story, I realized, wow, this is happening in Missoula. This story really transcends. It reaches the country at a time period when things that were happening in Missoula weren't happening everywhere in 78. Yeah. You know, Rob, a young man, taking the women's coaching job and calling them to be something more than they thought they could be, and also getting the community to do that. He went out, which, you know, also was probably very unique and really championed people to come watch the girls play. So he was marketing. He was setting up the shot clock. He was doing everything. Because he really believed that people should come see them. And I think more than anything, he's just so wonderful. That's how he would coach anyone. His situation was different because no one was coming to watch the women play. So right. There was that hurdle. But he would have approached it in the same way. I'm pretending he's not on the call. So
that's
I'm
okay. That's all right. Well, and we should mention that the documentary was just in the Big Sky Film Festival in Missoula. So Rob, what was it like seeing your story shown for so many, especially just within that, you know, your own community?
Well, it was a great experience. I, you know, Megan talked me into doing it to start with. it was not something was my idea. But I think they did a great job, Family Theater Productions. And I don't look at it as a story about me as much as the growth of women's sports, the opportunities coming available for women, which they did not have. I have three sisters, younger, one that did not get an opportunity to play sports in high school, or maybe 1 year, and the other two were able to get the opportunity, and the third one was actually able to go to college on a scholarship. So these things were not common at the time. We had 12 fee waivers when I took the job, didn't have any money or full ride scholarships. So watching the film portrays Title IX and the opportunities, and watching it grow in our program, but it was growing everywhere. And so, a good part of this story is providing Native American young ladies an opportunity to go to college, to get off the reservation, and to pursue a dream of playing college basketball. And I was fortunate to be able to have quite a number of young Native American ladies in our program, which was, I think, not only great for them, but great for me personally to learn from them. So there's a lot more to this film than a coach that won a few ball games.
Well, and Megan, you once said, and I'm going to quote you here, in a time when it was rare, Rob gave women a chance to be elite and made them believe it was possible. I mean, that really says a lot, Megan. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes. Well, in the interviews that we did with the women who were on his first team or the first years of that program starting to build, they had coaches who maybe didn't expect as much as Rob expected of them. So someone coming in and saying, hey, no, you know, you're – and correct me if I'm wrong, Rob, like, no, you have to be at practice. You can't be at home babysitting, or you have to do other things. This is a priority. You need to make it a priority. You're an athlete. You're a college athlete. And I'm going to expect that you are going to treat this like as such, a Division I athlete. At that time period, which I didn't fully understand, it wasn't the norm. No one was even coming to watch. So it's the power of somebody believing in you and what that can do. And then what that did for me, you know, looking back, I had women to look up to. I looked up to Larry Bird when I was little too, but that faded away to all these wonderful players who were playing in my hometown that I could go say, oh, I want to be like them. Mm. It was a pretty powerful experience. And also in Missoula, you have 6,000 people. You have a place that not many people know, get that many fans game in and game out. It's just all of it is very unique.
So what's next for the film, Megan? Any hopes to playing it across the country or maybe in the Mountain West?
Yes. So we are working on that right now. You know, with we had a festival, the Thin Line, that we were going to be part of it with the coronavirus and different things that are happening across the country. That festival has moved online. So we're evaluating festivals from there. Community screenings or limited theatrical, and certainly parts of Montana, there's obviously been a strong interest if we can grow that regionally, and then from regionally build out nationally, you know, starting and haloing out. So we're exploring all those options. And family theater, which Rob had mentioned earlier, Father David Guffey coming on board and championing the film and seeing in it something greater than just a story about Missoula, but really a story about the growth of women's basketball and this thing that was happening in a time where it wasn't normal. So family theater, without them, we certainly wouldn't be even in this situation of being, you know, deciding what we're going to do with marketing and distribution. But if you go to the house at robbuiltmovie.com and you sign up for updates, we can keep you posted on what's happening.
Perfect. Because you know what, as you said, it is an important story to be told, because as far as we've come in women's sports, they still do not get the same attention and acknowledgement as men's sports. And no offense to men's sports, but we need to pay more attention. So I want to thank both of you for taking some time out of your day and talking with us. We've been talking with Megan Harrington, the producer and co-director of The House That Rob Built, and Rob Selvig himself, the former coach of the Lady Grizz basketball team in Missoula. Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gemma.
And I want to
Thanks, Rob. And
I want to thank all of you for being a part of Idaho Matters. Our producers are Frankie Barnhill and Samantha Wright. Our production assistant is Molly Wampler. Our intern is Chloe Ball. I'm Gemma Gaudet. It is Wednesday. Have a really great rest of your day, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.